Thanks, Rocky.
Yeah, Brock Tickle, hey, great second moto, but man, if you hadn't fallen, I guess, I don't know, three quarters of the way through the first moto, you would have been looking at a really strong overall day.
Yeah, I think it probably would have been like fourth overall in the day if I wouldn't have stalled. But I mean,
oh, you stalled it? Okay.
Yeah, I stalled it at the bottom of the hill, and it took me a couple kicks to get going. I think I lost 15, 20 seconds and went from 9th or 10th to 14th. So lost quite a bit of points, but I feel like I made it up second moto.
And nice ride second moto, man. For a bit, you were catching Marv.
Yeah, no, it was good. I got in a flow and was hitting my marks. And to be honest, I've been doing it during the week, and it finally, like, I was like, there it is. Like, it clicked. Right. And the track was tough today, too. Yeah. So just had to be patient, carry momentum. And it's honestly less work. It's kind of weird, but first moto, I feel like I was working harder and going way slower. Yeah. That time I felt like I was not even trying and going faster. So
can you, on a 450, can you sweep turns and go really wide on a track like this and still be okay? Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, when it gets so rough down the insides, I think it's kind of good on a 450. You just go carry your momentum, click up to third gear in the corner, and just kind of like let the bike do what it's supposed to, kind of. But the second moto, I found some good lines, and honestly, behind Marv, it helped me out a lot to find some areas of the track that are tough to ride, and made it a little easier on myself. But down the downhills, we made a change for a second moto. We haven't seen bumps this big since since last. Dude, those bumps are huge.
I know, I don't think the camera does it justice. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Like, when I came first lap of practice, I'm like, they didn't touch the track.
Yeah.
So it was. I thought it was good because it slows it down, number one, and it's rough. But we know not to just hold it wide open down the hill. So we made a change for second moto, and I felt really good going down the hills. And I felt like I'd close in on Marvin there, and then he'd pull me on the other parts of the track. But when it came to the hills, I was making up some ground. So that was cool to see a kind of a yo-yo effect on a guy that won the first moto.
Yeah. Outside of the first moto today, I thought your hangtown was great. We talked about it on one of my shows, about like how we don't talk about you too much. You know, and then all of a sudden, fifth overall. We hadn't seen you for a long time. So three out of the four motos have been really good for you. Do you feel that?
Yeah, no, for sure. And, I mean, you'll agree. I mean, Hangtown and Glen Helen, for me, you can go back and look. It's not very good normally. So this is the best Hangtown and Glen Helen I've had since I've been pro.
Right.
So for me, it's upswing from here, heading to Colorado. I enjoy that place, and then I really start having some fun once we hit High Point and those kind of places.
I don't know if this helps or not, but before we saw you, before you got hurt last summer, you'd made two podiums in a row, I believe, third overall. Does that help at all less than a year later? Like, can you be like, hey, I really turned my outdoor game around before I got hurt? You know what I mean? Like,
no, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Like, I definitely, it's in the back of my mind, but.
Like, can you almost tell Roadblock Kyle to be like, hey, I want Redbud and Tennessee settings, you know, to start with, because I know that works.
No, we've made a big improvement. So, like, I'm honestly, like, to be honest, we made, from last year changes, we stepped it up again. So, like, motor's better, suspension's better, chassis parts are better. Yeah. So we've made progress, and I feel like for even Bogle's second moto, that was a strong ride for both of us. So
it's a Suzuki sandwich. It was Barcia, you, Bogle, Pike, and somebody else.
I think it's good for Suzuki to get in there, because we kind of haven't been there the last couple races. But stoked on how I started out the season, liking my bike, and I got a good feel for things right now. I feel good, and I'm not focused on anything else but just trying to be the best I can be, and that's all I can do.
Well, hey, great job, I think, to start the year. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.